Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, Rontow's back. And K-Ron. It was awesome. K-Ron, Karen Rontowski.
K-Ron Towski.
Paranormal Karen. She's got a new podcast all about the paranormal.
Yep.
And a little bit about conspiracies. And she wanted to talk about this one conspiracy that she did a whole episode about.
Yeah.
But not give it away on the Dork Forest.
Oh.
You got to go to Paranormal Karen to find out her real theory on it.
Oh, okay.
She told me off air, but I forgot.
Her secret is safe with you.
It really is, you guys. That's the great thing about me, is that your secret really is safe with me. It also helps, by the way, if you have a secret that you'd like to be safe with me, to remind me that it's a secret. Because you never know what I'm going to remember or blurt out.
Right.
So, in this case, it was the that Malaysian airline, like in 2014.
Yep.
It disappeared. They found a couple of pieces, but they never found it or the people.
Right, or the black box.
And... this episode starts with her telling me, reminding me, because she did tell me this before, that she went through a wormhole one time.
Oh.
And I said...
She's thin enough.
She is little. And I said, I'm just going to let that sit there. And when she told me that story about the wormhole, because I love Karen Rontowski, and she loves the paranormal, and believes in it. And I am more skeptical. But that's not my dorkdom.
No.
We let that go.
That's right.
Would that be her dorkdom?
Is a safe space.
Safe space. And what it really did for me this episode was it reminded me, like it gave me some details about that flight that I did not know, the Malaysian flight.
Oh, uh-huh.
And how the pilot, she did 3 weeks of research into went down a rabbit hole, an internet rabbit hole about all this stuff. And the flight path, the guy was genuinely paid to turn off. I mean, he was either paid to turn off or was under some other control, but he turned off his flight plan.
Oh, right.
Like he got like halfway there and took a left.
Right. He turned away from his flight plan.
Right. And then turned his transponder off.
And turned transponder off.
And I had forgotten a lot of details. So it was kind of fascinating.
I don't know. I don't remember that part of it. I do remember that he went off in a strange direction.
Yeah. He was he was like halfway to Beijing from Malaysia.
Yeah.
And hung a left and went into the Indian Ocean.
Right. Got lost somehow.
Right. And I guess the engines on all the planes also ping. They sent off tiny transponders, too.
Oh, interesting.
That you can't turn off because they want to be able to find the engines, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So, but those, they've never found them.
Huh.
So something happened.
Huh.
So it is believed that, and I guess since they found part of the right wing, she said, that the rest of it sunk.
Yeah.
And because of that, that they believe he tried to land it so that it would sink evenly. Which is weird.
Okay.
Because it's not like there's... I mean, I don't know. Do passenger planes have eject buttons?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
They got to jump out if they want to get out, right?
Right.
Like the rest of the world.
Right. And it's a bad idea to do that.
Yeah. Eject buttons are always a terrible idea anyway.
Right.
Best of luck. Anyway, but it was fascinating and reminded me of a lot of stuff. So it was a cool
neat
episode.
Dark, but neat.